Catholic League, Sex Transition in Kids is Child Abuse. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 30, 2021. Enabling children who want to change their sex is a form of child abuse and causes incalculable damage, said Catholic League President Bill Donahue on Monday. It is time to call this madness for what it is. Child abuse, Dr. Donahue wrote in an essay calling out adults who sanction the sexual transitioning of minors. The damage that is being done is incalculable. Donahue's analysis echoes that of the American College of Pediatricians, who have consistently warned that a life of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is dangerous for children and those who facilitate it commit child abuse. Donahue noted that the sex transition process involves the use of puberty blockers that stop the normal estrogen or testosterone progression in girls and boys during puberty, affecting vocal cord changes, the development of breast tissue, brain development, and the like. Very little is known about the long-term effects of puberty blockers, he added, but we do know that minors who transition are at risk later in life for heart disease, diabetes, and blood clots, and that taking the hormones of the opposite sex can also reduce fertility. Are adolescents really capable of making these permanent life-altering decisions? He asked rhetorically. The mental problems associated with sex reassignment are so serious that they make one wonder what kind of health professional would countenance it, Donahue wrote. Adults who undergo gender transitioning are at serious increased risk of suicide, Donahue noted, so we can only guess what minors are likely to be faced with down the line. Do those who profit from their services even care? He asked. Donahue also observed that this confused and dangerous thinking has reached the upper echelons of U.S. society. President Biden chose as Assistant Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine, a man who now identifies as a woman, Donahue stated. When asked what does it mean to be male or female, Levine could not answer. President Biden himself believes that little kids should be afforded the chance to transition to another sex, Donahue noted. The idea that an 8-year-old child, a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I want to be transgender, that's what I think I'd like to be. It'd make my life a lot easier, there should be no discrimination, Biden said last October. Once the boys and girls are subjected to the treatments, it is too late, Donahue concluded. Unfortunately, Biden is stacking his administration with those who are ratifying his twisted vision of the sexes. Follow at Williams Rome.